I'm talking about the Mishnah. Shnei Nashim Mishnah Bikur with a lot like statistics. That's statistics. That's simple. Two Nashim. And Chesim Beis. Shnei Nashim, two Nashim Mishnah Bikur. Two women that never gave birth. They're pregnant. They're about to give birth for the very first time, and they have the same husband. And that's a very important point. They have the same husband. So therefore, there's only one Baal Davar, one man. He has two wives. And they're both about to give birth, and they go into a dark room, and they give birth. The oldest shnei zuchadim, and the case over here is going with they don't know who their child is. Each mother does not know who is her child. They got mixed up on the night, on the moment when they gave birth. So therefore, each one does not know who their child is. So the halacha is the oldest shnei zuchadim noisim eslam l'koyin. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't have to know who the child is as long as you know you have two male children. And two male
they're
children.
Both considered bechor?
Of course. Why not? A man has to, Petarechem has two wives. The man has, before Rabbeinu Gershon.
Right.
He has two wives, so there's no question about it.
Why can it be if Rabbeinu
Gershon? It could also be, but then it's...
There's even a need,
for example. What? You're right, correct, yes. Right. 100%. So the other Shnei Zochem, I said...
And this is the mamas of bechor is also, no?
Mamazer Bukhar, yeah, Mamazer, no, if woman is Mazane, right. Is there, I don't know. I'm assuming yes. The only Petur that I'm aware of so far is of a Levi. It was 2 days ago, the Daf. Levi Nikoy, I don't know. Lachar Mamazer is Chayyim Bukhar. Why not?
Right.
Unless there's some Josh that I'm not aware of. Shlebek of Yaldu Shnei Zuchadim Nelson is Elisam Lachayim, so you give 10 coins to the Koyin because he only has two children. Meis Echem, unless one of them dies. Bisach shlosh, one of them dies within 30 days. So im lekayin echad nasa. Now one of them here we see talking the Gemara, the Mishnayis, and the next stop we're going to talk a lot about a situation where a person gives a third of the five coins to the koyin before 30 days. Before, even though the zman of the chiv has not yet began, just in case, well, let me get over with. Let me give the koyin and if the money. So the question is, can you get a refund? So the answer is yes. If the baby dies before 30 days, then you get a refund. But he gave the money in advance. Something that we do not do today. We have not seen people give money in advance. Taka, why not? Why, Taka, don't we do this today? Today was so mocked.
Isn't
wait.
There like a chiv of pidiya that has to be chal?
Well, so that
I don't know. Is it a halva? What is it considered?
It's halva. It's halva. The money, it's totally the oimet. You have to wait until 30 days.
Right.
When 30 days arrive, then the chiv first begins. There's no such thing, as far as I know, retroactively. I never heard that you'll say that when the baby is 30 days old, it's a gilui, he's a bar chiyuva, so the chiyuv really began the day he was born. I never heard that. You don't say that. Does not seem that such thing exists. The chiyuv first begins for the very
when
first time
when
he's 30 days old. There's no such thing as when he's 30 days old, now limafreya, there's a chiyuv. No such thing.
Right.
The chiyuv begins when he's 30 days old. The person gives the money in advance. A cash advance. Cash advance on the pidyon. And now...
But it's not like he doesn't begin to... Oh, the Kohen doesn't have a tevia on him until he's 30.
Kolakavot.
Until the kid is the kid is 30 days old. I mean, before he's 30 days, the Kohen has no tevia. There's no nothing.
Correct.
So when you give him the money, it's like
you
give him a present.
You expect that when the baby will be 30 days old, there'll be a chiyuv. So I like to pay my bills early. There is an expectation that the baby's going to live, be healthy, be living, it'll be 30 days old.
Expectations
what?
Don't work in
halachah. It's not halachah. You're right, but that's the case. This is the case of the Mishnah. Why he gave the money in advance? Is there an Indian making money in advance? Today we don't see it. You never ever heard of such a thing today. A pidyon haben where you give the money in advance? Never. But over here, the Gemara, the Mishnah is discussing this case where the money was given in advance. Now the baby dies. So now you can go to the kohen. You can say, "I want a refund." Not even a refund. It was not even a refund. You have money that was not even yours. You were never entitled to take this money.
Right.
So that's why they have two. They have two zecharim. Now the child dies. Meisach we have the sech shloshim yoyim. Im lekayin echot nosan. Now who did he give the 10 sloyim to? He gave to one kohen nosan yachzir loy chamesh sloyim. The kohen has no chance to give back 5 sloyim. However, v'im l'shnei kohanim nosan. He has two sons.
Right.
He doesn't know which one is which. They got mixed up. And he gave 10 coins, 5 to coin A, 5 to coin B. One of them dies. So it turns out that one of the Kohanim does not deserve the money that he has in his hands.
Right.
Each coin can say to him, all I had the I'm a muchsuk. So this is like above a basha sugya.
Right.
I'm the muchsuk.
Right.
And therefore, if you want to go take the money away from me, prove to me that the money you gave me, I'm not giving you back nothing. So therefore, the halacha is nice and ain lekayin ain kana lekayin klum. Next, new story. A man has two wives. So far, all of the cases in the beginning of the Mishnah are discussing the same situation when a man is married to two women. Achas bikra. One of his wives is giving birth for the very first time. V'achas shaloi bikra. One of them shaloi bikra means she never gave birth before. She never gave birth. So therefore, this is going to be her first child. So therefore, only one of these two women, when she gives birth, will have a bichar. Right? No, not that yet. I'm sorry. Zochan Akeva, the man has two wives. And they give birth at night in the cover of darkness, Zochan Akeva. And we do not know who is who. Oy or Shnei Zichadim Akeva. Now, what does that mean? That the two Zochan Akeva means one had twins. One wife had a boy and a girl. And one had what? And one had. A girl. Now, the one that had the girl is for sure Potter. The one that had a boy and a girl is also Potter because maybe the girl came first.
Right.
So therefore, the coin gets nothing. Oh, but there's a suffix. First case, Zohar Unikeva.
Right.
For sure, five. One of them had a zachar. Oy shnei zichadim unikeva. A man of shach. However you want to, whatever scenario you're gonna construct, there is definitely a bechar if there are two males. Either the one woman had twin males, so the first one is a bechar, and the other woman had a nikeva, or it's gonna be. One had twins, a zohar and a keva, but that means that the other woman definitely had a zohar. Two males and one female. No matter how you construct the scenario, there is definitely going to be a bechor.
Right.
Because if one woman had two males, twin males,
one's a bechor.
If one of them had a male and a female, and worst scenario, so the female came first. Oh, another bechor.
Right.
Maybe both of them have firstborns. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. So therefore, you don't have to go give more than
but
5 points.
But
if you
say Amaytichu El Varaya, how both of them paid it? You still need a pidyon. You're saying, you mean it's always one. It's not two.
Right.
If it was two, then you definitely have to give, even
that
if
was
it's
the first part of
Mariah,
the Mishnah. That was the first part of the
you
Mishnah.
You still have to give it.
What do you mean, you have to give it? First after. What are we talking about?
You have to give 10 slime the first part.
You have to give 10 slime.
The first slime of the Mishnah, you give 10 slime. You have two women and two women, and they both give birth to two males.
And they got two males.
They get mixed up. Even though you cannot identify who is who, doesn't matter, you have to go give 10 slime. If two women give birth to two males, each one gave birth to a male child.
Right.
Even if they get mixed up and you cannot identify who is who, they are for sure two firstborns and you must give 10.
10 slug to one coin or one and one?
Either one.
Right.
Okay, now to the next case. Next case is Noisein Chomishlam Lakoyin. In this case, you give 5 coins to a coin. Okay, now we're up to the case number 3. Okay, it begins on the line. It's the Mishnah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down from the beginning of the Mishnah. And it begins with the words Shtei Nikevois V'Zochar. Two wives, two women. And the sum total is two women and one man. Two girls and one boy.
Two girls and one baby boy.
Well, so what's the scenario? There's a real possibility
nothing.
Right.
One had twin girl, one had a boy and a girl.
And the girl came first, and he had a girl.
So the twins, girl boy and girl. So therefore there's no Bechar. Oy or shnei zichorim u'shtei nikevois, two and two for sure. It could very well be that each one had a girl first. That's easier.
Right.
Ein kan l'koin klum yipater, because you do not know. You do not know if you're chayv to begin with. Memela, you have no obligation.
So there's no such thing called a suffix before walking around.
Oh, so you want to go somewhere that the child? You want to go somewhere the child just liesser se'ace.
So there's no question that I had now.
In order,
does he pierce on the Pesach?
What does he fast as a Safek Bechor? See, I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know what other ramifications
is there a din of vados? When it comes to Bikur Karban Chatos, there's no such thing as Bikur Karban Chatos Misafek. I'm not sure. Did they do an Aveira? Did they not do an Aveira?
And the Din Pidgin again is on the Chivs on the father?
On the father. On the son? The Gemara, that's going to be the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah going to discuss is a very complex halacha. The Eker Chiv is on the father.
Right.
It's his mitzvah. If the father does not do it, then it's transferred to the son. Similar to us. So he's asking questions like Bris Mila.
Right.
By Bris Mila, the Iker Chiv is upon the father. The father does not do, then it turns to the Bezdin. The Bezdin does not do, then it becomes your Achrayis.
I thought that's like you're an appointee of Bezdin.
You're an appointee cook. I don't know. Okay, so there's a lot of lumness. Okay. There's a whole lumness.
So pigeon have been the same
I don't know the answer. I don't even know now. So yes, another shot. Let's say it's a Suffolk. Let's say a person has a Suffolk if he had a Bris Mila. Let's discuss that case. I don't know if I had a Bris Mila, obviously, but you don't know if it was done surgically like a goy. Goyim do also Bris Mila today. Goyim many Goyim do Bris Mila.
A toughest bris.
So okay. Is there such an thing that maybe the mamish 50-50 chance because my father was religious, maybe he's not religious,
therefore
the Stal in those days, and even the Goyim got, but today they don't do so much, but the Goyim then, everyone got a Bris Mila. So what is the halacha? I do not know. I don't know. So here's the same thing we have over a Suffolk, Pidyon HaBen. Is the din pidyon haben purely a din mamoin, or is there an element of isser? So mela, I'm a person that has I'm not allowed to even exist until I do pidyon haben. So this I do not know the answer. But we have to see the
Gemara. Is there any other halachic ramifications of not being paid to somebody?
You're not allowed to be hanged off from them. They're not allowed to serve you. They're not allowed to.
Is your shtick kedusha?
Yeah. Yeah, and you yourself, you're not even allowed to go to work. You're not doing anything because you're Kaddish.
Really?
You have Kedusha.
Yeah. Like the Behemoth who can't work.
Yeah.
You just go around the fields.
And not go around the fields.
You walk around. You
sit in Kailo your whole life.
But even if you're not mechuyev to give him, if you do give him, then you're Kaddish.
Yeah.
You have to still be redeemed. Right. The animal gets a blemish. That's just a prerequisite in order to be redeemed. The Icarus to be redeemed.
Got it.
So a person gets a blemish, still needs to be redeemed. So until then, he can't go to work.
So he's a Suffolk guy who maybe...
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of Bali Tshuva that would never pay for it. I bet it's very common. About Tshuva, the first thing you ask about Tshuva, you're not supposed to ask them, you have Bris Mila.
Right.
And number two, are you a Bechor? Are you a Pidyon HaBen? And it's a very sensitive thing. You should know these two things. They ask people who work in the business of Bali Tshuva, you know, these are sensitive questions. Do you have a Bris Mila, kosher Bris Mila? Maybe you have a Bris Mila, but you know, they don't even know themselves. The Hatavas Bris, and even with the doctor, the way they do it,
right,
it's not the way we do it.
Right.
It's a whole new, different technique of whatever the
still remnants of a foreskin that has to be.
Right, before. There's a whole Tzogantzach, so the whole thing, you don't have to examine them. Okay, so they have Rav Steinman's biography, it says he had this amazing ability, so he would come into the room, and people came. You know, people came at the end of his life. They came to visit him, and he would say to people, "Do you have a Bris Mila?" Like basically, he had this ability to detect just by looking at a person on his face if he had a Bris Mila. I hear so many times, like spooky. How could he tell by looking at a person on their face they had a Bris Mila? Very bizarre. Any event, here it says, "Shtei nikevos zoch." You have two nikevos zoch. Two nikevos, females in the zoch. Achas bikur nukes. Never going to guess. Achas bikur v'achas shloi bikur. One of them bikra already had the firstborn. V'achas shloi bikra. So now one of them, only one of them, has potential to produce a bechor. Right? One already had a child, and one never had a child. Or shnei zuchadim. V'yoldu shnei zuchadim. And they produce two zuchadim. What is halacha? It's pashut. In this case, noy sein chomesh slorim. Lakoyin. Very simple in this case.
But one second, who has to give it?
The husband. There's only one husband. There's one husband married to two women in all these cases.
The husband is
Mays, Echad,
Mayhem, what does it say? He says, he has five slum. You don't have to designate from which...
Right. That's the whole mission built upon that.
So did he say what would be the case if two men had two wives and one was
a Bechira? Yes, that's the second half of the mission. We'll get that very soon.
Okay.
Very good. So right now we hear Mays, Echad, Mayhem, Besuch, Shoshim, Yom. Now one of the babies died within 30 days. All these cases, we said in the beginning, are very bizarre. Where you're giving a cash advance, even though the chiv does not begin until 3 days of over, but you're giving the money in advance. So now you gave the money in advance, you gave five coins, and now the baby, one of the babies dies. within 30 days. So you want a refund. So in this case, the Kohen can say,
sorry.
How do you
know he gave it to the Rashi?
That's the case. The whole mission is bailable on that premise. That we learned it before. We had the case before. Before okay. Came. Okay, so the case will be given in advance. Meis, Echem, Hien, Besuch, Shleishim, Ha'af, Potter. So first, the first case over here, I'm sorry. That's the next case. Meis, Echem, Besuch, Shleishim, Ha'af, Potter. Oh, and one of them died. So then maybe the one that died was the one that died was the real Bukhar.
Right.
Maybe the one that died was the real Bukhar. And now the real Bukhar died. There's no obligation. Right?
So you didn't give it to him yet.
I made a mistake. That's not right. Yet. Right. Nay, so Av. Oh, let's say the father dies.
So there's no
and now they go. The money goes Birusha to the two sons. So the sons, do they have to give? Nay, so Av. V'abonim kayamim. Rabbi Meir Oimer. Meir says as follows. Im nosnu ad shloi cholku nosnu. So if it's tefusas habayis, if the estate, this is a very fascinating idea, the corporation, okay, one is there such a principle in halacha called a corporation? It's a big zap. My father used to write about this. My father learned this. Is there in halacha, the corporation is a man-made invention?
Right.
That what kind of mitzvah is this? Is this that he, no liability? Adam, mom and hamasik. It's your mom and you have an obligation. No. There's a mom and out there in the veld. And no one is the bala boss.
But that's where Moshe had to buy certain rivers things.
It's a corporation. It's a new entity. Right. Nayazach, we never saw before in halacha such a thing before. It's a Nayazach. So the question over here is, Im Nostro, he at Shaloyim, because there is a remiss. There is really, we should say, there is a remiss. The remiss to this is the principle of Tefusas Habayis.
What is when, this Im Nostro? Who's the
if plural? The children, the executor of the estate, went and gave executive. Five coins, executive, what's it called?
Executor.
What's the word?
I thought executor.
The executor.
Right.
Executor, the one who is in charge of administrating the estate. Right. The executor of the estate, if he gives five coins on behalf of this obligation. The father, when he was alive, he had an obligation to go give five coins. He has a suffix. One is Vade Bukhar and one is Vade Nara Bukhar. So he does not know which one is which. So he's the father. It's his obligation. Manavshach, he has to give the coin five coins. One of his two children is Vadai, Ebuchar, you just cannot define which one it is. Now the father dies. He leaves over money. The money has not yet been divided by the children. As long as the money has not yet been divided by the children in Halacha, it is as if the father is alive. The money is the father's money. So now that money, when you give the money to one of the Kohanim, you have an obligation to give five coins to the Kohanim.
Who has that obligation?
The estate, whoever administers the estate.
So there's no they, then it's
in other words, the Kohen could demand it?
Well, there's no Kohen ever that can demand Pinyin HaBen, because right. Why give it to me? Give it to someone else.
Right.
But it means, even though the Kohen cannot demand it, so it's true, no one's coming to demand it, but if the executor gives it, yeah, it works. No, the children cannot later on have a complaint. You gave away. You gave
money.
stolen money. You can't go to the later on because you're supposed to give it. Im nosnoi ad shaloi cholkoi nosnu. So if the administrator of the estate gave the money before the money was divided, nosnu, the money has been given until we're done. It's a good deal. Vim lav. Let's say not peturin. Now, actually, cholku, before they divided, nosnu, vim lav, pituma, let's say, lav, they did not give it. In other words, let's say, Hitaka did not give it. The money was not, the money, even before it was, the money was divided. In other words, it goes without saying that after the money is divided, they have no obligation to give. Each son does not have an obligation to redeem himself, because each one can say, it's not me, it's you. Don't come and demand. I'm not the one who has the obligation to redeem myself. It's you who are the firstborn.
Right.
Okay, so it goes without saying that once they divide the estate, there's no obligation. The question is, before they divide the estate, do we look at the estate where we're heading, or do we look at the estate where it is right, the money where it is right now? So therefore, if the administrator gave the money, so it's a done deal. Since the money is a tfusas habayis, it is just a carryover from the father, then then there's a, the money, it works. The money went to redeem one of the two children. But since the ultimate goal is that this money will be divided by two children, and each child will be able to deflect the obligation to the other child, so you don't have to do it. You don't have to give the money to the kohen, even now before the estate is divided. Even before we divide the estate, the administrator does not have an obligation to give 5 coins to redeem one of the two children, because since ultimately this is where it's going to head, ultimately there will be a chalukah, and when there will be a chalukah, each child will not have an obligation, so we go look at it now, we look into the future. But in the event that the administrator is not so clever, and he right away looks at the bills, and he sees that there was an obligation for him to go give the money, then it's done. You can't go say, I want a refund. You cannot go to the kohen right. And say, I want a refund because no.
But even if they're Peturim, can't they give it on their own? Wouldn't it be beneficial for them to give it?
So that was the question you asked before. You asked two and a half each. That doesn't
make it tonight. I'm not giving one penny. I'm talking about they have responsibility. They want to be redeemed.
No,
so it's worth it for them.
We're talking money.
They don't have to.
Does it work?
We're talking.
Does it work if you do it? Why not?
If you give it, Gesundheit Hayek works. Whatever the topic. So they want to go give. They want to go the generosity of their heart to give. Gesundheit Hayek, do whatever you want.
I don't even think it's a pigeon.
Or you want to say such a chiddush is that there's no, it's like a carbon chat. There's no chiyuv unless there's a vados.
Right.
We have to learn the Gemara. Like I don't know the sugya. I don't know the sugya well. Maybe there is such a thing. I don't know. I'm not aware that when it comes
to
picking
that
bed.
You said if I owe it to you, then here it is. If I don't owe it to you, then I never heard of such a thing.
I don't think such a thing.
I'm not a bar chiyuv.
Okay, let's
maybe
let's see.
A bar chiyuv.
A lot of these questions are going to be answered in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah. Okay, a lot of these we're going to talk about. Okay, the Mishnah is touch upon all of these sides. Right, we love to him. Nosnu. But let's say Vim Lav, Pitun, look at Rashi, Nosnu at Shaloi Cholku, Kidin, Oimer, Oisoi, Shalmaila. This was the previous Sugya. Okay, this is Sugya which we learned together. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Rapapa. Okay, so this is the previous Sugya. So they gave it. If not. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Nischaivu Nechasin.
Same case.
Yes, he disagrees. He agrees there's a shibud on the Tefusa Sabayis. And then the Nechasim, the there's a shibud on the Nechasim, the pain in the Mela, even if they divide, they're going to have to give back 2.5 coins, like what you said. Because since when the father died, the money was not yet divided. It was still in the estate. And the father had an obligation to give 5 sloim to redeem one of these two children. So manavshach, the money must go to the... The money must go to a coin to redeem the suffix. Who is the suffix? Okay, we'll come back.
Okay.
What do you not understand? When the father was alive, he disagrees with the Tanakhama.
Okay, what's the case?
The case is there a man has 2 wives. One of them is about to give birth to a bechor, and one is not. One already had 10 children, right. And he's giving birth to number 11. And they're in a cave. They're an underground, dark room, and they give birth, and the two babies get mixed up.
Right.
The two babies five, get mixed five. Up. So each child does not know who. So you definitely right. The father from his perspective, he's definitely chayav to give 5 coins
because
one
alive.
Of these two children is definitely a bechor.
Right.
I cannot identify which one is the bechor, but one of them is definitely a bechor. The two children amongst themselves, they have no clue. They have no clue. Maybe you the bechor, maybe I'm the 50-50 suffix. So now basically the question is, who is giving the money? Who is the one that upon whom rests the chiyuv? Now, when the father is alive, the chiyuv rests upon him.
Right.
When the father dies, the chiyuv will be transferred to the children.
The children are to his estate.
No, wait, let's first go to the children. Let's first go to the children. Let's say there is no money. Let's think of this simple case. Let us say the father dies dirt poor, not one penny to his name. He does not leave over a penny to his name. And now there are the children.
Mm-hmm.
So are the children mechuyev to redeem themselves?
No.
Why not?
Exactly.
Each one can say, I'm not a bechor. So therefore, if the chiyuv is upon the father, he has a definite obligation to give 5 coins. If the chiyuv is on the children, then there's a definitely no obligation for them to redeem themselves. Each one can say, I'm not the Bechar. Now, the question is, when the father dies and he leaves over money.
Five slime or more.
Oh, he leaves over money. So now, when the money will be divided, ultimately, by the children, so then each one can say, listen, I'm not chayef. So leave me alone. How did I get this money? No, the money is not my problem. I got the money. It's a gift. So that's, there's no sheep in the money. But before they divide the money is still a carryover from the father. The father died. He left over Yerusha. The money has not yet been divided. I have many examples in Shas
right.
of the difference of the halachic status of the money before it's divided and right. after it's divided. Before it's divided, it's called Tefusas HaBayis. What is the possession of the bayis? The estate, what we call the estate. So this is this money is still, it's the father is still alive, even though he's still alive financially, he's still alive. So since the father had an obligation to pay 5 coins to the Kohen, so if money is taken from this estate and given to the Kohen, ain't a chanami. It's as if the father is alive and the Kohen can keep the money. But once the money is divided, then no longer is the father around. Now the obligation turns to each one of the children. Each one of the children can say, I'm not the Bukhar, the other one is the Bukhar.
Right.
Or do we say, no, there's a chalois in the money. The money is meshubot. Like karka, there's a shibut. There's a shibut on the money. When the father died, the moment when even the father was alive, right. when the father was alive, the fact that he has in his possession cash, on that cash there's a shibut. And normally we only say shibut by karaka. We don't say shibut by mamon, by metaltalin. But here, according to this man, the Amar Bihuda, he goes further to say that we say nischaivu hanechosim. Maybe over here we're dealing with and maybe over here we're dealing with not with cash. We're dealing with assets, dealing with karaka. I don't know, maybe only the case only applies when there's karaka.
Rashi, he says here that it's only if he left karka? An estate of only 5 slime.
Only 5 slime. What does
that's
that
what
mean?
It says.
Only
see,
5
Rashi,
slime?
That's what I want to look at Rashi. Where's Rashi?
Nasnu. I don't know. There is no Rashi here. Maybe in the Gemara. All right, let's go weiter. So you hear the difference?
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore he holds that there's a chalois on the money. There's a shibud on the money, and that money has to be paid. Let's go further. Fine. Nes. Zohar and Nekeva. Now let us say there are two women, and one gave birth to a Zohar, one gave birth to a Nekeva. Ein la koyin klum, and one gave birth to them. One of them gave birth before, and one is giving birth for the very first time.
Right.
So there's a real possibility that the one that gave birth before gave birth to the Nekeva. I'm sorry. The Zohar. And the one that's given it the very first time is going to be the
Nekeva.
So in this case, Ein L'Koyin Klum. Okay, so that concludes all of the cases where a man is married to more than one wife at a time. See what happens if you marry more than one wife at a time? You get into all these complications. Now we're going to discuss the case of a man, two women who are married to two different men. Each man has his own separate obligation, but the two women are in the same maternity ward. And they give birth in the blackout. So they have two women who are giving birth in darkness
for
the first time, but they have two. Each one is married to a different man.
Right.
So the dynamics of the halacha changed drastically because we have two separate obligations.
Right.
Okay, so here we go all over again. Nachum, here now we said all the halachas all over again. This scenario.
Right.
Shtei noshim. We have two women.
Right.
Shel shneya noshim.
Right.
Two men. Sheloi bikru.
Not yet.
Very first time. The Yaldu, Shnei Zichorim, two males. So what is Allah? Simple as pie. Zeh Noisein Chomesh Tzloim L'Koyin. Zeh Noisein Chomesh Tzloim L'Koyin. Each one gets 5 points.
That should be their biggest problem.
Okay, next.
What would I have thought otherwise?
It's not really a chiddush. We're just coming to
set it up.
But there is a little slight chiddush, and that is that you do not have to identify your child to give opinion on that. Look, when you do pinyin aben, you bring the baby to the show, and you decorate him with jewelry. And then the kohen says, "What do you want more? Who do you want? What do you want more?
The
money?
What? Probably the chori you have to make it tonight on both of them."
So it seems not. It seems like you don't have to show up altogether. The baby has to show up. Let the baby stay home.
It's not the subject.
Let the baby stay home. I have no doubt. There must be situations where babies is not able to come. maybe
right,
sick.
I don't want to interrupt. By the
I don't know that. Now let's say that one of them is only Mesachim, or one of them died. Now here
and the father
now,
already paid.
And they are so now we're adding, we're upping the game. Like we said before, he already gave. So if each father already gave, you know, if they did not give yet, if they did not give yet, it's a given, then no one has to give. Because each father can say, it's not mine.
And Atari, you don't have to wait for 30 days.
That's what it says. Well, you don't have to wait. You have to wait. You do have to wait. You have to wait for 30 days. But if you give, you can give, clearly you can give in advance and say, hold on to it. Hold on. And then when the Zman comes, it now turns into Pinyin HaBen money.
Right.
That's a given. That you can do. So Meis Echad Mehem Besoch Shleshim Im L'Kayin Echad Nasim. If the two men wanted me to give each one gave 5 coins to the same Kayin, Yachsir Lohem Chamesh Sloiv. Now here's the Chiddush. What do they do with it?
Each one could say Maitzim Chevrel of Arayin.
What do you mean? There's one Kayin. One Kayin has received.
But he gave it to two people.
Has received five. One Kayin.
But gave it to two people, right?
So you fight about it.
He could say to each one, "Love Bald Verm Didiyat." You have nothing to do with
that's
me.
Next right? No, that's Gemara.
Yes, so I'm just saying that's the Chiddush.
But right now, no, it's not a Chiddush because right now you can say, "Listen, as far as I know, I have in my possession money that does not belong to me." That's a given.
But you have to prove that it's your one.
One Kayin has received 10 coins. One of the babies dies. There is no doubt in my mind, I have in my possession money that does not belong to me.
I gotta get rid of that money.
It's trade for money.
Such things are moitzim chevrel v'arayah.
What do you mean, moitzim?
You want the money from me, you have to prove that it's your son.
Fundamental difference.
What's the difference?
The moitzim chevrel means maybe I indeed am entitled to this money. Every case of a moitzei mechaver
is a suffix.
No.
Suffix mammon, then you it's a height. You have to be moitzei for me.
Right,
it's mammon.
But what is the suffix? The suffix is
who
maybe.
I owe money to. What happens if somebody?
No, you just made the wrong mistake.
Yes,
you see, you just said it wrong. No, a moitzei mechaver means
I don't owe you the money at all.
You prove it that I owe you the money. You prove that I owe you money.
Is there a possibility that I do not owe you money?
Yes, I might owe the other money.
What you just said? That's incorrect. No. One person. Let's discuss a classic,
a regular case.
Yeah.
Not one person.
I say, and you say, I don't know.
Prove it. So when you say prove it, what in essence are you saying? Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Right now, the money's in my possession, and it may very well be that it's legally mine.
If a guy borrows $5,
do you agree
somebody
with this principle?
Doesn't know who he borrowed from. Anybody? How does anybody collect? He borrows $5 from somebody, and everyone in the world says, "Pay me back the $5." He says, "No, I don't know if it was you that I borrowed. Prove that it was
you
that I borrowed."
But do you know? That's
I know
exactly
that I borrowed
case.
From somebody.
So you know what?
What?
That's
What's
exactly.
The rule?
You got to get rid of the money.
According
to this man, Omar, and that's what we passed.
You gotta get rid of the money.
That's right. Let them fight about it. Now, that's not my problem. That's your problem. But my problem is, I have in my possession money that does not belong to me. I'm not allowed to have in my possession money that does not belong to me. So who does it go to? Let it sit in Bezdin. Bezdin's problem. Your problem. Called Olam Gvar. Not my problem.
Rules.
But I am not allowed to have in my possession money that's not my possession. The classic case of Hamoitse Mechaver is there's a possibility that the money does belong to me. And you're coming to take it away from me. So as long as you can't prove that it's yours and there's a possibility that it's really mine, then I don't have to give you nothing. But in a case where it's clear as day that the money is not mine, there's another problem. Who is going to get the money when it leaves
right.
the estate?
Right.
Is it going to go to A or to B?
Right. Or C.
So then, according to the Tanakhama, get rid of the money. What do you do with the money? Give it to Bezdin. Let them fight about it. That's their problem. Whatever will be. Call the Olam Gvar. Or the Cholkin. Mamun Habul B'Safik Cholkin. Many scenarios what to do, how to get it, how to divide the money. But one thing is for sure. It's not my money. And that's the case over here. There are two babies that were born. and 10 slum were given to one coin, and one of the two babies dies. So that means the coin has in his possession 5 coins that do not belong to him. Get rid of it. Who's going to get the money? We have 2 contenders. You fight it out. Leave me alone. None of my business. You fight it out. You want to apply the principle of Cholkin? Cholkin. You want to say Kol Dolam Gvar? Kol Dolam Gvar. You want to steal it? Steal it. Do whatever you want. Don't bother me. Yeah? Okay. Make a party and you'll both be nene from the money. Do whatever you want to do. Now here's your case. Let us say 2 koyhanim got it. Okay, koyin, baby number 1 gives right. 1 koyin. So now each koyin can say, no, it's taka my money. Because the 5 coins that I have in my possession were given to, I only have 5 coins. Mm-hmm. The 5 coins I have in my possession were the coins given for the living baby, not for the dead baby. So in this case, you get to keep it. You see the difference here in the Gemara? It's clear as day.
Yeah, of course, it's mine.
You don't understand the other case. The first thing you understand is the same thing.
I don't understand the first case. Let's say,
two men married to 2 women, and they both get one. One gives it to a Zohar Nekeva. So no one has an obligation because no one really knows which one is Zohar Nekeva. Zohar Nekeva, however, between the fathers of Potter. The Abein, Chayiv Liftois Es Atzmai. Now the Abein, Chayiv Liftois Es Atzmai. So Zohar Nekeva, one time. However, it's between the Abein. So now we are introducing a Yisoid, Rashi, the Mikol Mokoin Bukhar Hu. There's a Zohar Nekeva. So one of these two are definitely chayiv. This is the question we asked, right? How can we miss this? I read this. Zoch Abein. This goes back on the entire Mishnah.
This is the same case. Shtei noshim, shtei noshim. Two men. And
this
two
is the case of two women. Right? Exactly. All these. But this applies to the previous case. If one of the children here is vadaya bukhar.
Yeah, for sure.
But you don't know which one is which. But they don't know. No one knows who it is.
Each father can say you have the bukhar.
Right?
In this case, there's one man and one boy and one girl. The boy has to redeem himself.
I'm sorry. Because he doesn't know who the father is. I'm sorry. What am I thinking about? It's Pashat. There's one boy and one girl. The boy is Vadai Abukhar. The question is, which father has an obligation to redeem it? None of them. Each father can say, I'm not the father. But when the boy becomes an adult, the boy can't say that. Because the boy for sure is an obligation.
Right.
I'm a Bukhar. I must be redeemed. So then there's no choice. Let's say we have Shtei Nikevois. V'Zachar. Let us say there are 2 Nikevois and V'Zachar. So in this case, we do not even know if there's a Bukhar.
Right.
Therefore, it's much better in this case because even the child cannot say for sure. I know I'm not. That's what it says in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And fine, that's exactly the same thing we had before. Right. But here are 2 children. Next, Achas Bikra V'Achas Shlomi. Because same case, one woman Bikra. She already had a firstborn. V'Achas Shlomi Bikra. Shal Shnei Anoshim of 2 different husbands. V'Yoldu Shnei Zachadim. So the male, if they both give birth to a male, it's pashat. The woman shloi bikra ishloi bikra ishloi nois to chamei shloim la koyin zochar nekeva. Let's say one gives birth to a zochar nekeva, ein kan lekoyin klum, because each one does not even know if I have an obligation to do so. Okay, so the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, we've gone through all the scenarios. It was kedai to do this Mishnah. Now, Maishna, we have a fundamental question, your question, Shlomi's question. Shlomi's question over here is why, when it comes to the case, when's it going to be Maishna? Shnei koyanim, the ozl gabichayu medachilei, the ozl gabichayu medachilei. If you give, there are 2 koyanim, and each one, 2 males are born. And each one gives 5 coins to a different koyan, and then one of the babies die. So then the halacha is that the koyanim get to keep the money. They keep the money. Why do they get to keep the money? Because when each father says, give me back my money, so he says, I don't have your money, I have the other guy's money.
He definitely owes somebody.
What do you mean definitely owes somebody?
Koyin.
There are 2 koyhanim. There are 2 koyhanim. Maishno shnei koyhanim.
Okay.
Okay, two husbands and 2 koyhanim. Husband number one gives 5 coins to one kohen, and husband number two gives 5 coins to a different kohen.
So
and then one of the babies die. Right. So now the father number one goes to his kohen and says, "Give me back my money."
He says, "No."
So he says to him, "Who says
that I have the
I
dead
have
one.
The money for the dead? Maybe I have the money for the living."
Right.
And the other one says exactly the same thing. Therefore, they get to keep it. Each one independently get to keep it.
So what's
so my shna? The ozel gabi chayu medachile, the ozel gabi chayu medachile.
And what's the other case?
Koyin echad nami. If there's one koyin, if the two men give, if the two men,
right.
fathers, they give a total of 10 coins to one koyin, and then one of the babies die.
Right.
So what does it say? It says that the kohen must give up 5 coins.
Because he definitely got money from
he definitely
one
got
live.
Money
from
who so what he nobody he has to give back 5 coins.
Right.
Because definitely
let
we got
let them fight it out.
Exactly.
So what's the question?
So let him go say, Nami, he shouldn't give back, he should keep all 10 coins. Your question. Mamash, your question.
That's what I asked you. You told me there's no such rule. That's from the Sefer.
I told you the answer. Leizel gabi hai v'litchaya. When each one comes and says, "I want," since there are
I
two
want my
men,
refund.
Since
it's a
over
refund
here,
case.
Since over here, there are two men.
Right.
Each one's going to come to the kohen one at a time.
Right. I want
one
a
at
refund.
A time, and I say, "I want a refund." So say, "You want a refund? You're not my
prove
mouth farm. Maybe you're
father.
The father of the living baby."
Right.
So I'm not going to give you. I'll give the other guy the refund. Right. When the other guy comes to the refund and says, "No, maybe." So therefore, it should make a difference. So why then? Wait, see, it's not a stitch what I told you. See, I'm sorry. What I told you was one husband. So I hear you saying, you're so good, Kasha. Your Kasha, I didn't explain it correctly.
You said, Amaytzi L'Chaveri Ravala doesn't take away where the Kohen is Machayev, at least one of them. He can't say Amaytzi L'Chaveri, each one has to prove it. He owes at least 5 to shekel. He's got to put 5 shekel on the table.
If one man, if there's certainly the halacha is, if there's one man, if one father is married, one man is married to two women,
right.
and he has two children, and he gives 10 coins to one kohen, and then one of the children dies, there is no question, he has to give the money back, 5
right.
coins back. Now, let's say it's not one man, it's two men. It's two men. Correct?
Right.
And they give him 5 coins. So the question here is...
One said when it was one man, he gave him 10 coins?
Yes.
Now you're telling me there's two men, he's giving him 5 coins?
10 coins.
Two men, right?
Give me 10 coins. And one of the babies die.
Right.
And now he has to give back 5 coins.
Yeah, he definitely has to give back 5 coins.
Oh, so I told you he definitely has to give back 5 coins. The guy is saying, maybe you're really right. You're really right. I don't have to give you back the 10. So when each one comes independently and says... I'm the father of the dead baby.
Right.
No, you're not.
Right.
You're the father of the living baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the other guy comes and he says you're the father of the living baby. So you know you're attacking right. So why doesn't the Gemara give the answer? The Gemara says, but it's not your money. Man of Shach, it's not your money.
Right.
The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara is my mamash, she's like you. The Gemara is mamash, I made a mistake. The Gemara holds like you. The Gemara is saying a chiddush, even though the money you have in your possession is certainly
not
legal
yours,
money,
right.
you can still keep it. Shocking. How could that be? That's what comes to the Gemara. So, Amar Shmuel, the Gemara says a peltic answer. It must be twice as the Kasha. It must be a Rishur as the Kasha. It has to be. Amar Shmuel, Baba Behar Sha'ah. The Gemara did not give my answer. My answer is, you have in your possession illegal money. Get rid of it.
Right.
And let the two people divide it. The Gemara doesn't give an answer. The Gemara says,
"The
Babi Harsha, they came b'shutfas with a power of attorney, where each one wrote to the other that in the event that when they come, in the event that I am not the one who owes the money, I'm still coming as a representative of the one to whom the money is owed. The money is owed to the me or to my friend. So, Man of Shach, pay me, give me the money." And if you're going to push me away and say that I'm not the Baal Dvarim, so I am his representative. So you can't say, you can't push off the people one at a time. That's the Gemara's answer. So my question is, why didn't the Gemara give a more fundamental answer? Like what I was arguing with at the very beginning.
It's not true.
How could it not be true? Haga, maybe the Gemara's answer really is, maybe the Gemara's, that's what the Gemara's answer really is. I don't know. We have to think about this. But this is a very interesting point. Next, Rasha. In fact, the Gemara, let's maybe with the Rasha. Maybe Rasha will clarify. Maybe I missed something with the Rasha. Rasha, Rabba. Shteo, Avais, Kasu, Harsha, Echol, Lechaveira, Bo, Baal, Harsha. V'toyvay miman of shach im shali meis hachzili yeshali v'im shal chaver meis hachzili yeshaloi. So yeshli harsha. All right, listen. It doesn't say one that. Frag the gemara v'amar nardoy. A technical question. Ein loy kosvinon adrachta. Adrachta is another word for a harsha, a power of attorney. Amitaltle on cash or metalton. You only write a power of attorney when you come into collect karka. Now when you're coming to collect a cash debt. Why? It's mechzi kishikra. What in Mexico Shikra? I guess since it's not something which you can identify, real estate is real. Kishmoy kachu. But metaltlin is nothing you can identify. There's obviously the problem. I'm not sure you guys are because it says Mexico Shikra. I'm not sure why. But in any event, you don't write out a drachta metaltlin. And the words is the kafre. That's only where he's in denial. Avalech le kafre kos vina. Mordeka yisoid. The only time we have a principle that we do not write a shtar hadrach, the power of attorney, on cash, is only when the one that you're coming to collect from is in a state of denial. I don't owe you a penny. Here, he's not in a state of denial. He acknowledges that he has in his possession money that does not belong to him, which I said before. He's an acknowledgement. I definitely have in my possession money that does not belong to me. The only question is, to whom should I give it to? Should I give it to you or to you? In the meantime, no one's getting it because you have to prove that you're the one who deserves the money. So in this instance, when one is going to write a shtar harsha to the other, even though it's in regard to money, which is metaltalin, in this case is acceptable. Because I'm in admission. I'm in admission that the money is going to be owed. If I'm in denial that the money is going to be owed, then in a chanami, we do not write a shtar drachta on metaltle. When they come in to claim for me, cash. It's mechzei kishikra. What is mechzei kishikra? Because he's writing the old money. They will prove there is money. There's real estate. Then maybe it doesn't look like sheker. I'm not sure how that works, what it means. But this is the Gemara's
Yisrael. It looks like sheker, it
says. You're writing the power of attorney that money is owed. What money? I'm in denial. So there's nothing. So you're writing mishtaris on nothing? What? And when it comes to karka, I have karka. So you come, you come.
Karka is not something that you could prove based on ownership. It's not tangible, the ownership. It's recorded, but you You can't have physical possession of karka and claim ownership because of physical possession.
I'm not familiar with these sugyas. These are very hard sugyas, but see, I'm not familiar with these sugyas. But in any event, that's the most you saw. The most is a beautiful you saw it. Is that when I am in a demission that I owe you the money, it becomes real. It becomes like real estate. That's right. I have here money. That's right. This is not my money. I have to give this money to someone. The only question I give it to you. I'm not giving it to no one. I keep it. But if you're going to write a power of attorney, since indeed I admit that I owe the money, then the money is going to be extracted. Okay, next. Ein kan l'koyim, zochen l'keiv, ein kan l'koyim klum. Let's say, Tanya Rav Huna, shnei zochen l'keivais, there are two males in the keiva. Ain kan la koin klum. Question.
Even though here there is two zecharim.
So here it says that what was the difference? Son of Huna, shnei zecharim in the keva. There are two males and one a female. So therefore, man of shach. Now here it's a little different. What's going on over here? There are two men.
Two females.
There are two men. There are two husbands.
Oh, two husbands.
There are two husbands, and there's a total sum of three children that were born in the middle of the night. So let's look at the scenarios. Let's say one woman had two twins. Two males. So there's definitely a Bukhar. So one of the men has an obligation. But maybe it was twins, a male and a female. A male and a female means what? And the female came first, so the potter. But the other one then has to definitely had been given birth to the male. So between the two of these people, definitely a Bukhar was born. If the total sum is two males and one female, maybe both. Maybe both are not a Bukhar.
But we don't know which one.
Oh, we don't know which one. But here's the Chiddush. This is an incredible Chiddush. There definitely is a Bukhar, but we do not know which one. In the previous case, when there are two females and a male, We don't even know if there is a Bechor. The Suffolk is that much greater.
And still we say that the Ben has to be paid himself later on.
So what is it? No, no, we don't say that. No, we only say that when there's a Zohar and a Keva. They never have to be paid. The only time he has to be paid is when he's definitely a Bechor. The father's not going to pay for him, but he's definitely a Bechor. These cases, no one knows if they're Bechor. Remember, the first case, when there are two females, if there are two females and a male, we don't even know if there's a Bechor. We're dealing over here with two husbands. Two husbands over here. V'tana didan. Ein kan l'kain zohar unikeva. I said the wrong Dibra Masla. I'm all mixed up. I'm sorry. This, we're going on Dibra Masla, zohar unikeva. Sorry.
One male and one female. Two women.
One male and female. So one say, it says, ein kan l'kain klum. The kohen gets bought. What about the child?
Son has to do it.
Oh, why the son? Because there's, I'm a male.
Which case? Shnei zochar and a keva?
No. Dibra Masla, zochar and a keva. One zochar, one a keva.
Yeah.
And they get mixed up. Now, do the fathers have an obligation?
No.
But does the male child, does he have an obligation? Yes. Why? Because the other one is a female. So therefore, if she's the female and I'm the male, and there are two women who are getting married the very first time, I am for sure a Bechor.
Right.
I have no doubt about it. Now, Tani Rav Chuna, what happens if there's going to be Shnei Zicharim Unikeva, two males and one female? So here there's definitely a Bechor, correct? But each male child does not know if he is the Bechor. Ein kan l'koyin klum. He gets nothing. Now, what is the implication?
Like Rashi says at the end, "Efshalim b'shema einani b'chor
l'chaveri." Exactly. Ah, the Tana didan, our Tana, kevan d'bishnei anashim hu d'mishkachasla. Since you only find this by two men, b'ish echad u'shtei nashim loy mishkachasla loy mit misnilei. We did not. Let's see if we Rashi. I'm looking over here. Rashi over here says b'ish echad u'shtei nashim. Tony Afuna. Gabe, Shtei Noshim, Shal Shnei Anoshim. You have two Noshim, Shal Shnei Anoshim, Shlobik of Yoldu, Shnei Zacharim, Yoldu, Shnei Zacharim, Unikeva, Bemachve, Ein Kan, Lukoin Klum, Be Afal Gab, the Kadhavi Bukhar, Mimanam Shach, the Imhakas Yoldu, Shnei Zacharim, Vacha Bukhar, Vim Zach, and the Kave Yoldu, Nimses Haver to Yoldu Zach, Lavada, Vubukhar. Gavafilwahi. Here's the main point, Raja. Abein einoi chayiv liftoi sesatzmoi. Why not? The amale shemo ein ani b'chor el chaveri. So Rashi's discussing the case. So according to Rabbi Rav Huna, in that case, there's no chayiv. Now, what about our Mishnah? Be'ish echad u'shnei noshim loy mishkachasla. Be'kevon diga chad b'chor. We have one ish and two not be ish echad u'shtei nashim loy mishkacha. So the kevin d'ikach chad b'char yov chamesh shloim lakoyin lahachi loy tani. Wait, what do you mean? The kevin d'ikach chad b'char. I don't understand what this means. Yov chamesh shloim lakoyin lahachi loy tani le dekol hanach detana kan ein kan lakoyin klum shavin. What's the Moshkash? I don't know the Moshkash. There's an implied question over here. There is an implied question over here in the Gemara. Please give me one moment to clarify what this means. Okay, so the implied question over here is... Okay. Gemara Mevia, Mabrais, Oifin, Nesef, Shal, Safik, Bukhar, another Oifin. Okay, why not? It doesn't make sense that if there are two zuchadim and one akeva, lo yikabel akoyin klum. Okay, Loy Maslo, Loy Shonatanu, Rosenos, Dinzev, Shono, Rakis, Oifen, Shabahem, Yoldu, Steinoshim, Zohar, Unikeva, Steinikeva is a Zohar. Steinikeva is a Zohar. Oh, I see. Okay. There's a missing case in our Mishnah. We don't read the Mishnah clearly, okay? Very quickly. We read the Mishnah clearly. In the Mishnah, go back to the end of the Mishnah. End of the Mishnah, we didn't explain, we didn't pay attention to this. What does the Mishnah say? It says, Ben Chayvlat, go back, Mace. Zachar Nekeva. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah begins with Zachar Nekeva. Okay, Ha'avos Petur Ben Chayiv L'Zatzmai. Then look what it does now. It skips the middle case. It right away goes to the case of Shtei Nekevois.
V'Zachar.
That's an extreme opposite.
Okay. Right. Now, oy, Shtei Nekevois.
Shtei Zachar.
That's a big
question. That's so both cases. Ein Kan L'Koyim Klum. Wait, what about the middle case? What about the middle case? Is two Zacharim. Two Zacharim. And one Nekeva. Oh, but no one knows who it is.
Right. So the Kayin can't demand the money from the father.
It's not a matter of demand. You have no obligation to give. Each one gets an potter. Same thing, fine. You don't demand. Each one gets an potter.
Each one gets an potter.
So why didn't the Mishnah also say that? How come the Mishnah only says one Zachar, one Nekeva, two Nekevas, one Zachar, or two Nekevas, two Zacharim? Why did the Mishnah leave out the middle case of two Zacharim and one Nekeva? That's the Gemara's kasha. In the Brice it says, Zachar Nekeva, 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 Oh, V'tarni Don, how come we left it out? So the Nekeva, the Shnei Anoshim, Hu Demishkachas Lo, Be'ish Echad, Hu Shtei Noshim, Loi Mishkachas Lo, Loi Masni Lo. Because since this case only works out in the case of two husbands, the parallel case, our Mishnah is drawing a parallel between one man and two wives, and two men and two wives. So since this case cannot be a parallel to the beginning of the Mishnah, we left that entirely. We have to go back to the beginning of the Mishnah as well. Okay. Maybe we'll do this in a piece tomorrow. I have to go like this.
Hey,